State, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. That is your slate. How many road teams win tomorrow in the Big 12?
I think this one's pretty easy.
You have a like a 1-6 chance of getting it right automatically because it's a number between 0 and 5.
And I would imagine with Vegas, though the probably a lot of the home teams are the favorites because that's a pretty favorable schedule for home teams.
But I want to know how many road teams win. All right,
okay,
you guys ready?
I'm good.
Okay, I think that Baylor will beat KU at home. I think that West Virginia will beat Texas Tech at home. I think that Iowa State will beat TCU at home. I think Oklahoma State will beat Oklahoma at home. I think Texas will beat K-State at home. I think the answer is 0.
Wow.
I think the road teams go 0 for 5 tomorrow. What do you guys got?
Well, see, so I was kind of right with you there, but I disagree with you. And I said 2, and I will explain. With the 2 losses, it'll be Texas losing at home. I got the Cats winning that one. I think they can win down there. And I will also take the Kansas Jayhawks to beat Baylor.
I mean, that would be the easiest one to pick, probably. Well, K-State.
Makes sense,
though. K-State and KU would be the 2 biggest road favorites, I would think.
So I will take 3 is what I have, because I've got K-State winning, KU winning, and then I've got OU beating Oklahoma State.
Guys, and I'm not giving it to whoever got the closest. If you didn't match my answer, you get nothing. So it's still a 1-0 lead going into the third question.
As soon as one road team wins tomorrow, Mitch and I.
I'll text you. Let you know when that second one happens.
And I believe that K-State and Texas is the first game being played.
KU and Baylor play at noon.
Oh, they do?
They play on CBS at noon, and then there's a couple 1 o'clock games. And then,
K-State and Texas is at 1.
Oklahoma, I don't know how they keep doing it every weekend, but they always get the late game.
Yes. they do seem to like be the closer. Right?
Did ESPN forget that Buddy Hield graduated? Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not a fun team to watch. Which, I don't know. It's going to be rowdy Gallagher-Iba Arena.
It'll get
half
a
full,
loose.
But it'll be rowdy, I suppose.
They're on enough of a run. It's a Saturday game. It's not a midweek game. I think it'll be full. All right, last one. Mitch needs to get this right, and this one is like the closest answer. We'll get a point here because it's another numerical answer, right? So, actually, and because I do not have a tiebreaker, this one's worth 2 points. Okay? So, Mitch, if you get it right, you win.
Wow. So this is anybody's ball game.
Like you're just changing the rules here at the end.
Oh, I'm the host. That's what I get to do.
You have Vince McMahon this contest.
You're the boss, but I'm the host at the moment. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, my level of interest in the NBA All-Star game is blank.
Just the game itself, not the whole...
Make it the weekend. The dunk, Sprite dunk contest.
Can you put a negative in front of that answer?
No, because he said a scale of 1 to 10. So wait, put a negative, he's failed his own question.
What's all the activities going on? You have the game, you have the,
the
freshman
celebrity,
versus sophomores.
So celebrity game
tonight. Rising Stars.
Yeah.
Who's playing in the celebrity game?
I couldn't tell you.
Kevin Hart plays like every year.
Right. Yeah. Probably Justin Bieber
will be in there. He's actually a decent player. I'll give him that.
Oh yeah, Mark Cuban is playing in it.
Sweet.
Oh,
I'm in.
So you got that.
That'll be interesting.
I'm going to mention the guys that I actually recognize. Romeo Miller.
Is that a singer?
Yeah. Let's see. Baron Davis, but he's just a former player. But Mark Cuban... Man, this is not a great lineup. Jason Williams, Nick Cannon's playing in it. Jameel Hill is a
sick
coach. It's Michael Smith against Jameel Hill. Jameel Hill. Okay.
A 3-point contest. You get the Rising Stars dunk contest, the game itself, and then don't they have like some sort of like whatever challenge
the skills
where there's a
contest.
WNBA and then there's a NBA player and a and like that.
They have the skills contest. Yeah.
Like the point guard challenge.
Okay, you guys are going to give your answers first. Okay.
Mine is not a crooked number. That is a 1, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Yeah. I put you down for a 2.
Ooh. Don't you do this to me, Tyler.
Okay. On a scale of 1, actually, this is really funny because I wasn't thinking about how this doesn't actually work. My answer that I put down was 0, but that is without that's outside the parameters because it's 1 to 10.
Your own question. So Mitch and I, we win.
it's a 1. It's a 1. Mitch gets it right.
No, we win.
He comes back and steals the match game. So here's how about the victory
yourself.
Music? Mitch, you're the match game champion today.
Thank you very much.
You should always be interested.
I got two buzzers
in the dunk contest.
Yeah.
Always.
I do not, like, I'm not even talking about watching other sporting events instead of the NBA stuff. I will literally watch, like, General Hospital over the NBA All-Star
game. I'll be real
with you.
I do
not care.
I had absolutely no idea it was this weekend until you brought it up.
Yeah, the only reason that people have been talking about it is because, like,
the Westbrook,
you know, Westbrook,
KD
Westbrook and KD are both on the West team.
And at some point, you know that Steve Kerr's going to play, like, four Warriors and Russell Westbrook, right? Because he can. There will be a fist fight amongst the West team. It's going
to
be awesome.
You know, it's going to be 180 to 165.
See, I think someone got, was it, well, like 196 to 1?
Yeah, it's
just something
it's dumb.
Obscene
I
last year.
I heard on ESPN Radio last night somebody say the NBA All-Star Game is the most exciting All-Star Game amongst the four major sports.
Stop.
Drug test them.
That's rough.
Drug test them right now.
No, absolutely not. It is better than the Pro Bowl. It's got that going for
it. Now, when the Royals are winning MVPs.
Yeah, I will watch the All-Star
Game
because the Royals have kind of been been leading the American League in the All-Star Game.
You're not going to watch
years.
Aaron Gordon dunk?
No, and he even plays for my team, and I don't care.
Wow.
He even plays for the Magic, and I don't care.
Harsh.
All right, we're headed to our next break here on the game. When we come back, we will have an MHS regional wrestling update from Hutchison, and also one of my favorite radio hosts in the country, Paul Feinbaum, is in a Twitter war with one of my favorite football coaches in the country, Jim Harbaugh.
Nick Saban.
No, Jim Harbaugh, actually. That's coming up next on the game.